my fellow Americans.
The Jeff and Mike Show.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Jeff Lynch.
Listen, hotshot, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care for you or for the putrid sludge you're troweling out.
Mike Howard.
Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
The Jeff and Mike Show.
The Jeff and Mike Show.
The voice of the new media.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Oh, yeah. It is the Jeff and Mike Show. Jeff Lynch, Mike Howard with you as we are each and every Sunday evening from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Lock it in, sock it in, tell all your friends you found something truly independent, truly unique in the world of talk radio. We've been at this now into our 13th year, folks. If you're new, well, welcome along. So much to talk about tonight. We have things going down politically. Debate this weekend. We have the caucus that happened this past week. We have a primary in New Hampshire coming up this week. Next segment, we are going to talk about Ron Paul in depth as we discuss who Ron Paul really is. Who is he? Other candidates have been scrutinized in this primary, in this presidential run, but how about Ron Paul? Who is he? What does he believe? Where does he come from? Who is he connected to? So you want to stay tuned to that. Well, we had the caucus, Mike, in Iowa, and it was a nail-biter. I believe CNN was on the air till like 3 o'clock in the morning, till they could actually declare a winner by 8 votes, Mitt Romney, over Rick Santorum, who spent a lot of shoe leather walking all over that little state with a very small population, which he could do that. Now, in California, could he do that, hop in the car and drive to this town? That didn't know. So his tactics, low-budget tactics, succeeded. He almost won. Romney spent millions of dollars. He had his political PACs, which he said has nothing to do with me. I can't tell them not to spend millions and millions and millions of dollars on attack ads on Newt Gingrich.
I have no control over it.
I have no connection to it. These are people who just like me and decided to run these ads against my opponents. The fact is, folks, those political PACs that raised all that money, a lot of it, Mike, come from Mr. Marriott, owner of the Marriott Hotels, who is a big-time, super-rich Mormon, throwing millions of dollars into these super PACs to make sure his Mormon brethren makes it to the White House. Mm-hmm. And the super PACs run by Romney campaign aides, who, yes, officially left the campaign. But why? Because they don't like Mitt anymore? Because they could run off and run these PACs for him, and he could say, I had nothing to do with it. My campaign had nothing to do with it.
It's like lobbying.
Of course, Gingrich didn't have the money to fire back with other ads replying to these attacks. He didn't have the money. So he was knocked out. And why did he do this? Because he saw the only guy who was truly a threat to him was Gingrich.
Yeah.
Former Speaker of the House, speaks well, debates well. And as we saw last month, rose to the top of the crop, the flavor of the week. But after millions of dollars of destructive attack ads, he fell and fell badly in Iowa. And he has fallen now in the polls in all the other states as well.
Well, Gingrich hasn't been doing himself any favors as of late, especially with some of the comments that he made this past week.
Yes, he has a loose cannon.
Yeah. And, we were talking about this, about, you know, well, is this the Illuminati's guy? Is it Gingrich? Are they, you know, priming him to be the guy? Or is it Romney?
I think it's always
all signs,
been, yeah.
I, all the signs are pointing right now, Mitt Romney.
I think it's always been Romney. I said that early on. We had a guest on saying Gingrich was the Illuminati's pick. These globalists, these super wealthy globalists who pick our leaders, folks, whether we like it or not, including Obama. Where did Obama come from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Came out of the blue.
Yep.
He was backed by very powerful people. He is a Freemason. He's super connected, even though he was little-known senator, first-time senator from Illinois. Gingrich, super connected. I think they have been trotting out each and every candidate because people, it's shown that a lot of people aren't comfortable with Romney for some reason. Comes off very stiff, comes off very mechanical,
yeah.
Comes off very erudite. Very much a super rich elitist type of guy that a lot of people don't relate to.
Well, exactly. That means he's out of touch with modern America.
He's out of touch with mainstream, even with his religion, with Mormonism, which is way out there, folks, believing that there are thousands of gods and Mormon men become gods of their own planet when they die and, you know, strange stuff. So he is very much out of the mainstream in every way, if you look at him. But he doesn't want you to look at, just look at me as a businessman who could straighten out the financial mess of this country.
Well,
that's how
the
he
problem.
Wants.
You don't want a businessman running the United States of America.
It's not a business.
It's
well, it should be run as a business. It can't be run as a business.
It can't be.
Unless you're going to make him dictator. Unless you're going to say you're not president, you're CEO, and everybody, including Congress, is your subordinates, and you could order them to do whatever you want. That's how it is in the business, right? I'm the big boss. You do what I say or you're fired. You know?
I'm the boss. I'm in charge.
Like
a
Donald Trump. You're fired. He can't fire Congress, can he?
No.
And we see the current president proving that. He's having his trouble with Congress. He'd love to fire them all, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least the Republicans. And he can't. So it's a whole different model than the business world. So it's nonsense. A businessman will straighten it out. No. Maybe he'll be very incompetent because he won't know how to deal with it. But he has been governor. He has been in politics before. So I guess you could say he knows the difference. He has been governor, Massachusetts. And he did play ball with the Democrats. You know, that's a very liberal state. And he did play a liberal politician when he was up in Massachusetts. And that's the rub with the conservatives. They know his background is very liberal. He's the kind of guy who will say anything to anybody and do anything to anybody to get ahead. And that is very much like the business world, isn't it?
Exactly.
Kiss somebody's butt when it's necessary and then turn around and stab them in the back when it's necessary. You'll do whatever it takes and tell anybody anything you want to climb the ladder in corporate America. Which means you have no morals, you have no ethics, anything goes as long as you get what you want to get. But they have trotted out each and every anybody but Romney candidate, and then they shot him down in order to say, see, Republicans, you may not really like him, you may not really trust that he's a true conservative, but he's the last man standing. All the other guys have been deflated. They had their shot in the limelight, and then they sunk. He's the only guy who could beat the black guy. You don't like the black guy in the White House, remember? And he's the only viable candidate. Newt Gingrich got really pissed off, though, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he realized this was a hit on him to be taken out. And he did take him out. Remember the statement? Newt says, I'm going to be the nominee. I always knew I was going to be the nominee, and I will be the nominee. And all of a sudden, he sunk. he was on CBS, and he was asked about this, and he calls Mitt Romney a liar.
Mr. Speaker, you were riding, though, atop of the polls, and after millions of dollars were spent on your record, you've kind of had a spectacular crash in the polls. And I want to ask you, because just the other day on the campaign trail, you talked about that. You scolded Mitt Romney, his friends who are running this super PAC that has funded that, and you said of Mitt Romney, somebody who will lie to you to get to be president will lie to you when they are president. I have to ask you, are you calling Mitt Romney a liar?
Yes.
You're calling Stormy a liar.
Well, you seem shocked by it. Yes. I mean, what
else
could
you say? Why are you saying he's a liar?
Because this is a man whose staff created the PAC. His millionaire friends fund the PAC. He pretends he has nothing to do with the PAC. It's baloney. He's not telling the American people the truth. It's just like his pretense that he's a conservative. Here's a Massachusetts moderate who has tax-paid abortions in Romney Care, puts Planned Parenthood in Romney Care, raises hundreds of millions of dollars of taxes on businesses, appoints liberal judges to appease Democrats, and wants the rest of us to believe somehow he's magically a conservative. I just think he ought to be honest with the American people and try to win as the real Mitt Romney, not try to invent a poll-driven, consultant-guided version that goes around with talking points. And I think he ought to be candid. I don't think he's being candid. And that'll be a major issue. I mean, from here on out for the rest of this campaign, the country gets to decide. Do you really want a Massachusetts moderate who won't level with you to run against Barack Obama, who, frankly, will just tear him apart? I mean, he will not survive against the Obama machine.
Okay, but Mitt has been around long enough to know this is how the game is played.
Mm-hmm. He also went on to say, Gingrich did, that, oh, if Romney got into a debate with Obama, Obama would laugh at it.
Yeah, he said he'll level him, yeah, which I don't necessarily believe, because even though Obama's a superb speaker, when he is speaking by himself in front of a podium to a crowd, or with a mic in hand, walking around without a tie, he's fabulous. Now, in a debate, because he is a very careful politician, he is careful about what he says, he hems